Tim and Joel.
On Nova.
The Glossies.
Stay for the laugh.
Oh, comedy festival time. That's a good time to go.
My gosh, don't.
Starts on Wednesday officially or Thursday?
Wednesday's the gala. Thursday officially open every night for a month.
That'll be relaxing.
Please come along. This first glossy, this is, I think we've already touched on it in the show.
Marsha are now in show business, boyfriend.
Yes.
Well, she was not in show business last night. Marsha had the night off Australian Idol and someone called Guy Sebastian filled in.
Yeah, it's good to have Guy Sebastian as your understudy. But Marsha was actually in her dressing room before the show last night.
Oh, she was there?
Yeah, she collapsed in her dressing room ahead of the grand final, or a part of the grand final. The grand final's tonight. But Guy filled in. He also performed Antidote with Sam Fisher on stage. It was magic. Those two, you know what? Sam Fisher said something beautiful last night. He said, he was my voice inspiration in terms of the person I wanted to be most like. And
wow.
They both challenge each other more than anyone they've ever worked with because their voice is that good. They actually get challenged by each other.
Well, that's nice. And you know what? I reckon the two of them would have a laugh too in the dressing room.
Guy and Sam would have a laugh.
They would have a good old laugh. Fixes everything.
Speaking of lolling, not, let's go over to the next glossy, shall we?
Prince Harry. Oh, there's been so much news. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Well, but that is not a flattering photo of Harry.
No, he looks like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
I know. What's going on, Haz?
With his cheeks to come out, doesn't it?
I know. And then he's got like a bit of has he been hit in the forehead there? He's got a little egg on the head.
Also, Gary Barlow reminds me of Wallace from Wallace and Gromit because he loves cheese. And Wallace and Gromit love eating cheese too. But Prince Harry learned of Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis on TV. I love it how these guys could even make it about how they found out about the news. Like, just leave it. Leave it. Because you're not a part of the family anymore. William and Kate did not share the diagnosis in advance. No. And Harry and Meghan reportedly privately reached out to William and Kate after finding out, as you would.
Well, Meghan was apparently reaching out for the last few weeks trying to work out where Kate Middleton was, but I don't know whose camp that came from.
If you're going to slam them in your book and in your podcast and all your other things, I don't expect that you're the first on the list of people to know private information.
I don't know if we've discussed it yet, though. Don't you think William should have been beside Kate in that video?
Now you mention it, yes. Yes.
That was the first thing I thought of for Orch.
I did see a royal correspondent talk about it this morning on the Today Show. Go, you know, there she was. It was just her there in a striped jumper and on a bench. Like, yeah, we've seen it.
Yeah.
Have you got anything to add?
Yeah, I could have done that. Yeah, there were some yellow flowers in the background.
Thanks for mentioning the bench.
Yeah.
Okay, next glow. There it is. Oh, next
one. Oh, my gosh. One of my absolute favourites, Cameron Diaz, who you and I have argued about in the past.
She's one of my... In the Mask, remember that? Somebody stop me.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Etc.
Something about Mary, obviously.
Something about Mary.
But she and Benji Madden, do you know the story here?
They've not split up, have they?
No, they've had a second baby.
Oh, congratulations, Cam and Ben.
Cam and Ben are coming. Is that cool? Got another room for Cam and Ben?
I know, and then Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden rock up.
Yes. I heard a funny story about Benji Madden and his brother Joel Madden on The Voice when they were out here. They're on The Voice, weren't they?
Yeah, they had to share a chair, I think.
Yeah, a friend of mine was a runner on the show and said that they were captain shit stirrers because they would go into all the dressing rooms, turn on all the taps.
Great.
Funny boys. Water.
Awesome. Funny no drought. Boys. No drought down here in Australia.
No drought.
Great band.
Don't speak, no drought. Let's do this last glossy. What's happening here?
Okay. Oh, it's Rebel. I don't know. What's Rebel up to?
It's like my boganess.
Well, we've talked about her show coming very soon, her live show.
Yep, looking forward to that.
According to Rebel Wilson's people now, according to her herself, she's got a book.
She alleged that she'd previously...
Here's our mate Dickie again.
She alleged that she'd previously been sexually harassed.
Oh, wow, okay.
oh, okay. Well, that's not nice.
No, obviously not. All right, her book is coming out April 2.
I'm sure it'll do very well.
Yeah. Okay, after the news.
Yes.
I want you to blow us away with your animal fact.
Oh, I've got a full-on animal fact. You're going to love it. The word punado is involved.
Yes.
Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel.